Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
What can South Carolina learn from the California wildfires? We're about to repeat all their mistakes. Let me ask you a question. Greenville Police, this is supposed to be a red county. Greenville City Police. Greenville City Police. What would you think their number one priority is if you had to guess? Probably something with, I don't know, crime? Like reducing serious crime. That'd be a good one. Nope. That's their number two goal. Number three is maintaining and safety and order. Well, then what, pray tell, is their number one goal? Supporting diversity, equity, and inclusion. What? I am looking at this actual strategic plan for Greenville Police Department. Number one, priority, supporting diversity. Strategic goal number one, diversity, equity, inclusion. And then if there's any time left, priority number two, strategic goal number two, reducing serious crime. What is going on? This is outrageous. And it's only the beginning. Diane Hardy is the director of Mom and Pop Alliance. And she discovered this after hearing that Greenville City police officers were finding they were, if they were male and white, were being discriminated against or complaining about it, I should say, in the hiring process. And she started digging, come to find out crime is no longer the number one priority of the Greenville Police Department, at least not as far as its strategic goals go. I'm looking at this PDF. This is outrageous, Diane. Tell me about it.
Yes, Tara, it really is outrageous. And it's not just there, too. It's also in our fire department, unfortunately. And it really is their guiding principle now. It is determining a lot of what they do and where their priorities are.
So you started hearing reports of discrimination against white men in Greenville's city police department. This is not the sheriff. Okay, that's the county. City police department. You dig deeper. You find this 40-page document called DEI, Demonstrating Commitment to DEI Through Action. And it's got page after page after page of detailed graphs and pie charts. They have separated all the city's employees into seven racial categories? This is what you're doing with my tax money?
Yes, it really is. And I will say that it's important to know where the real root of this is.
Yeah.
I mean, the police chief, I think he's going along because he has to. The real root of this is with our city council, our city manager, and also the head of human resources. That's really who is driving all of this.
Okay. The voters, I think, would be surprised to find out about this. How is this being driven? What's going on here?
It's really really shocking the more you dig into this. Well, apparently, several years back, we decided that the really important thing was to get, there's this organization called the Human Rights Campaign, and they are the ones who are driving the woke agenda in the corporations. And I knew about that from my work with the Mom and Pop Alliance, but I had no idea they were driving their woke agenda through our cities. And so Greenville is decided to participate in this, along with about five other cities in South Carolina. So they're really focused on getting their scorecard for the Human Rights Campaign as high as it can be. So
wait,
the
wait,
more
wait.
Woke you are.
That's Obama's outfit. His deputy campaign manager runs it. This is the one, Diane, that everyone from Facebook to McDonald's is kicking out the Human Rights Campaign, the DEI, but we're embracing it here in Greenville?
Yes, we are. Our city manager and especially our human resources and our city council are fully embracing this. In fact, there are several articles of them bragging how just last year, the score is called an MEI score. It's not super important, but it's Municipal Equality Index score. And they were bragging how they got their score up just last year. And then there's tons of articles, different cities competing to try and get their score as high as possible. So if you do a pride campaign, you get more points. Then we hired, what really got helped get our score up is we decided to hire a diversity, equity, inclusion officer and pay them more than double, almost three times what a new police officer would make. And so that really upped our score. So they were all excited about that.
Yeah, you have this in your piece in Fitz News. Everybody should, if you pay taxes in Greenville County, or the city of Greenville, I should say, you should read this, Diane's piece. It's called What Can South Carolina Learn from the California Wildfires? So this chief diversity officer that the city hired has a salary range of $86,000 to $121,000?
Yes. And I don't know exactly where it fell on that, but that's what that's what they were posting. And they hired that. But then on top of that, when I talked to the police officers with over 25 years of experience with our city are getting a Christmas bonus of $35. I mean, it's an insult.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Apparently, this Human Rights Campaign wants Greenville to create, I guess we are doing this, creating report cards on adherence to, you write, ever-changing LGBTQ plus standards, and then we get a good grade?
Yes, and they all want to get a good grade. And I didn't know this, but they also are scoring states, and they are scoring health care organizations. That can be another day. But so this Human Rights Campaign has incredible power, and they have wormed their way into everything from health care to states to companies to... And we can't assume that because Trump is in office, this is going to go away. The funding doesn't really come from the federal government. And most likely what we see them starting to do is just rebrand. They'll say, hey, we're getting rid of DEI. It's great. You know, people don't want it. We're getting rid of it. But then they have something similar like inclusive excellence or access, community, and belonging. And they just changed the name. And so it's actually going to take the hard work of the citizens to ferret this out of your community if you don't want it. I don't think just having a change in the president is going to be enough.
You write here, Diane, that Greenville's mayor and fire chief are both members of the Racial Equity Economic Mobility Commission, and that the city has established LGBTQ plus liaisons in the city manager's office and the police department.
Yes, and I'm told from the police officers that they've had liaisons in the past, but they've never had paid liaisons. The only one that gets paid is the LGBTQ liaisons.
Okay, now, Tate, let's put all this together. You started on your quest. This is some great reporting here. You started on your quest when you were finding out, you were hearing word of mouth that these police officers, white male police officers, were being discriminated against in hiring. What were they saying? What form are they claiming that's taking?
Well, they said that the thing with the hiring, they can't prove that because all of the hiring inquiries go through the human resources person. And the problem is they're saying that they think she's filtering out certain ones and that their chief only gets to see the ones that the HR person thinks he should see and that they're sending ones that are not really qualified. They're also talking, but what they were talking about, what the police officers I was talking about, was a lot with promotions. Mm-hmm. And not so much that they won't promote you, but what they'll do is they'll do testing. And then if the racial class or the sexuality didn't score high enough, then they wait. And they say, you know, we're not going to do this promotion right now. Let's wait. So that's what they're telling me. Now, that's all hearsay. I can't, you know, but they're saying that it's having a lot to do with promotions. And then, of course, when you give your police officers a $35 Christmas bonus, I mean, this, you know, that hurts morale. Apparently, we have over 20 openings in our police department that they're having trouble filling because we have a very bureaucratic process. And they often leave and will go to the county, or they just leave and work at another state because the process here is so bureaucratic and arduous through the HR. It's really the HR department is a big part of the problem, they were telling me.
Okay. And of course, there's always another side to these things. So I'm looking forward to hearing from the police chief and, you know, hearing about any, you know, we don't specifically know how they handle applications or anything like that. I don't have any information.
Right. This is all what they're telling me.
Yeah.
But what's in the article, everything in the article came from the report. So that is all hard, you know.
Yeah, no, I'm looking at it. I mean, Diane, this is like, I about fell over. I was sitting in my chair reading this at night. Oh my gosh. This is right from the Greenville Police Strategic Plan. You're right. You got this. And it flat out says strategic goal number one is not reducing crime. It's supporting diversity, equity, and inclusion. They don't get to reducing crime to strategic goal number two.
I know. And
this
it's been
outrageous.
That way for, I first discovered this back in March. And then I just kept hearing more and more. So I thought I need to write on it. But it seems in our local community, it's a triad. All of this is supported. Like I said, it's the city. This is the city manager, city council, city manager, and her state of the city address brags about all of this. She's very proud of it. And it's a triad between the Furman Riley Institute, the Greenville Chamber of Commerce, and then our city. All three of them are promoting this and, you know, just having summits and having trainings. And then these other thing, these police officers have to go through training. And that said, I don't really think it's coming from the police chief. It's not. It's from the others. But the fire, I hear they have to go through a lot of training. So it's in our fire department, too.
Mm. What a mess. Well, look, I know that that you have to go, but I also know you're speaking to the Greenville Republican Women's Club. So I know that's going to be fascinating. And that is on Thursday at 11 a.m. You can get tickets to it at the Greenville County Republican Women. You can get it through their Facebook page or gcrwc.com. And I know Diane will have a lot more details there. It's gcrwc.com. Diane, this is great. And if anybody wants to actually see the PDF report I'm quoting from, you can just Google her article, What Can South Carolina Learn from California's Wildfires? And again, Diane Hardy, Mom and Pop Alliance, thank you so much for joining us this morning on 98.9 WORD. We are not done with this. We are just getting started.